I've been making a lot of notes because I, as you have received many communications to my office about the concerns about things going on. What I want to do is ask some clarification questions based on the notes I have taken on the conversations that have been had and the statements that have been read. Hearing that the Cuauhtémoc Hall wrote a letter in support of the minority representation to stay in place is, again, that's a loud voice to me as well. To hear that we have, and maybe you could clarify for me, that we have zero indigenous representation on this historic commission is, a bit concerning to me, to be honest. We do have the longest continuously inhabited footprint in the United States, 14,000 years that I heard one of our speakers say. And so I would like to ask you if we do have an indigenous person on the recommendation list that you've provided.
Yes, we do. Her name is Joanne Lowe. She is Native American as well as Hispanic.
And she has a history of supporting, as you've mentioned in your criteria, supporting and fighting for and accomplishing the historical context of the indigenous people that you can point to that would, I don't want to say defend because you're not under attack, it's just clarification efforts. She has that history of doing these things in a way that can be easily identifiable for the community to understand.
I don't know. We'll look at that in the next year in the new historical commission, how she wants to do it. I'm hoping that she'll be the new chair of the Tejano Committee.
You stated that current bylaws of the Hays County Historic Commission have a ceiling or a limit, but I wanted to just ask for clarification. Those bylaws are self-imposed, correct?
Yes, all county historical commissions, all 254 of them have their own bylaws.
I'm just finding it a little bit difficult to understand why we would potentially not recommend active, passionate, committed members to not stay on while, from what I understand, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, the phrase has been used of stacking the deck on members by having multiple households, having spouses even on this body. And since those spaces are so clearly now, it's been made very, very clear to me, abundantly clear, that these spaces are so coveted that to have spouses in the same households might seem like a redundancy or unnecessary perspectives to be shared, especially when you've used just now words like inclusive and share our heritage. And I find it useful to say that if someone from a household is represented, adding more from that same household might be overkill. And so I wanted to see if you could explain that a bit for me.
Judge, you ever have misunderstandings with Monica? Are you the same?
Are these rhetorical questions?
They are rhetorical.
Okay, good. I want to make sure because I will tell you all day. I have Commissioner Smith over there laughing because he knows. He knows the answer to that.
Well, we're all so different.
Yes.
Just because we're married to someone doesn't mean we see eye to eye.
I just find it challenging as the county judge that is intimately tied, although it's a group of volunteers. And so are all the other bodies that we have, for example, our Parks and Open Space that we'll be discussing later. It's also a group of volunteers. I want to be able to leave the dais with a clear conscience, able to defend what one of our bodies charged with representing and telling stories is doing. And I just, as we are diverse in individuals, I find that one a little bit difficult to defend personally, because I will, and you know this, Ms. Johnson, I will have to defend your actions. And so that's why I'm asking, because I want to share with the viewing public and everyone that cares, because it's a passionate item for us all. I want to share everything that we all know. And it is important for me that the community that has spoken with concerns about not having proven representation, tried and true supporters of a message, of a people, not properly represented on this body, have the opportunity to get the information that they have requested that we have been told has not been provided at this time. And so I'm going to ask our commissioners to support tabling this until everyone gets the information that is necessary, because I feel that at this moment in time, there are many questions unanswered, and I personally at this moment would feel rushed to approve, because the information requests, the understanding that folks seek, has not been provided to them. They don't know why. I feel that I have not yet heard of a good reason why they shouldn't be allowed to be on this volunteer group. And I, in the most polite and professional way I can come up with, I don't see why they shouldn't be allowed to volunteer as well. Final thoughts are, don't leave those that want to help tell their story out. Thank you, Ms. Johnson.
Thank you.
Dr. Cardenas, please call the roll.
Commissioner Inglesby?
No.
Commissioner Smith?
Yes.
Commissioner Jones?
Yes.
Commissioner Schell?
Yes.
Judge Becerra?
No.